Podbean listeners. I am Chef Niecy with That's So Good Pop-Up Buffet, and I am here today with a special guest. We're going to have an episode today in regards to food and
interracial friendships.
Exactly. And who just spoke that was Miss Angie Stugard, which is the wife of Jed Stugard, head coach of Lindenwood University. We're just doing a follow-up podcast on tailgating foods and things that you can do outside and have fun in the sun, life in the sunshine. So give us one moment while we get some things set up, because in addition to the pod being for the listeners, we're going live as well, giving you a visual of what we're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, 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 Facebook friends and family. It's me, Chef Niecy, and Miss Angie.
Hello, everyone.
That's Jed Stugard's wife, head coach of Lindenwood University. And guess what? We're doing an additional podcast episode right out here at Six Flags, having some good fun in the sun. And guess what? We're getting ready to show you some nice, interesting drinks and beverages that you can have. Let me fix the camera for you. Oh my goodness, give me 1 second. Can't turn the camera while you're going live. It's all good. However, we're getting ready to show you some examples of some foods and drinks that you can have while having a good time. Angie,
I'm here.
What are we going to be making today?
Well, to drink, we're making a fruit juice blast.
Yes, it is.
And
yes,
then
it is.
Some street tacos with grilled chicken and grilled fish.
We got grilled chicken and grilled fish. We got some delicious cut up fresh fruits and vegetables to put into our street tacos and into our delicious fruit drinks. Now, Angie here, while I take my gloves off, she has cut up some fresh fruits. I'm getting ready to show you guys. Give me 1 second. She's cut up some fresh fruits here. Let me turn the camera around. For our drinks that we're going to have here, we've got cantaloupe, we've got strawberries and grapes, and also some delicious watermelon that I'm going to add to it. So, Angie, if you want to get started, we're going to put the fruit inside of the drink. And we've got lemonade to put in there. And what are the cups that you're going to use today?
These are our fun little Island Time cups with straw, fancy straw, and a lid.
Yes.
That way we can enjoy our Island Time fun festive fruit drink in there.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, May, how you doing? I miss you. Thanks for watching. Now, so these are the refreshing drinks that we're going to have before we enter into the park. It's pretty hot out here, but it's okay. We're under the shade. We got a nice little spot set up where we can do some things completed. We actually get ready to assemble the drinks. The first drink is glass lemonade. Just going to get started with some simple lemonade inside of the cup. Just going to pour it just a little bit before you start layering the fruit. I want the fruit to get saturated when she starts putting it in there. So that's a fruit punch, simply lemonade that she's putting in there. Ooh-wee. I can't wait for the tacos, Angie.
I know.
We got the henna wine. I'm so hungry, too. I can't wait. All right. So she's going to be putting in. What she putting in there first, Miss Angie?
I'm going to do the cantaloupe first.
Okay.
Just a few pieces we already cut up.
Okay, perfect.
Then some strawberries, cut up strawberries. And we also have some grapes.
Mmm. Ooh, I'm going to drink it. We ain't even done yet.
Some blueberries.
Okay.
And then we also need some watermelon in
you
there.
You do, so that's my job. But you guess what? Since I'm doing the camera here, I can put this back over here. Or you can be a sweetie and get that watermelon and cut a few little pieces. Fresh fruit. Fruit blast lemonade. Get you a blast. Go to the stores right now and get you some fresh fruit because it's going to taste real good in this hot water. It's going to keep it hydrated as well. Put that top on there. straw out. Put that lid on there. Oh my goodness.
Give it a little shake so it stirs it up.
Now the juice was extremely cold. A little frostbite on it. It had ice in the fire, so it was extremely cold. I'm gonna get this drink. Right before you go inside Six Flags. Delicious. Angie, you can take your first sip, and then I'm gonna make mine inside of the pineapple that we have.
Ooh, this is really good. Extremely good.
Ooh, extremely good. I am so excited about mine that I got to get ready to make. Oh, my goodness. So that is something that you can drink when you're hanging out with your friends, whether they're black, white, any race. Anybody can hang out and have a good time. If you got some good fruit, some good food, good conversation, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a blast. So just give us one moment. And we're getting ready to prep up for our street tacos because we just got grilled lemon pepper, lemon butter pepper. Did I say it right? Lemon pepper butter or something like that. It's delicious flavors that we've marinated overnight. We've grilled. We had to put the grill in the pot because it's so hot. And everything prepped in store so we can show you how it's going to look. So Angie, give me 1 second. Hello. Putting this back on there. So how are you doing today, Angie? Tell me a little bit about your day and how you're feeling right now while I get my gloves for the cut-up.
I'm doing well. We got out here. It is 95 degrees out.
Yes,
nice sunny day here in Eureka, Missouri.
Yes, it is.
At Six Flags.
Yes.
Yeah, we're anxious to go in. We've been listening to all the people riding the ride.
Yes, we are. We want to go in refreshed and ready.
Yes, after our
yes, it's going to be a blast. So what we have here, pineapple. I'm going to cut the roof off it. I cut the top off of the pineapple. And it's been gutted out inside, so it's going to be nice and cold inside. It's going to keep the fruit nice and cold when you get that entered inside. So I'm going to take some of that fruit that Miss Angie cut up. Cantaloupe. Bam, 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 bam. Strawberries. Bam, 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 bam. Doing mine a little different. I want to pack my fruit in and then pour my juice. Because it's got a little juice in there already from the pineapple. I don't want to overdo it. Because that's when the flies are going to come and get to you. So I'm going to put a melody of grapes and blueberries on top. And then for last, I'm going to put the watermelon on top. Just like she did. Hope everybody's staying cool today. Pack that fruit. So Angie, tell me a little bit about you and Jed's history. How long have you all been together? And tell me a little bit about you're visiting St. Louis because he told me on our last segment that he was not from here. You all traveled. Oh, the kids are having a good time. Look at the beautiful children. They're having a wonderful time. Oh, he's hot.
Hot and tired.
Yes, he is.
Because I've been here a while.
So if you can pour just a little bit in there for me, not too much. It's got juice in there already. Just need it for flavor.
There you go.
Perfect. Let me squeeze it down just a little bit.
Well, Jed and I were both born and raised in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is our fifth grade.
Okay.
So we moved from Colorado to Kansas, to Nevada, South Dakota, and now we're in the state of Missouri.
Oh, wow. So
you've been married 22 years.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's a good ride. That's a good journey. I've got my straw. I'm getting ready to drink my drink. And your kids, they wanted to come out here with us, but they've got other agendas and things to do.
Yeah.
So
you know, teenagers.
It was supposed they were going to come out with us, but we weren't going to stop doing what we were doing just for them. So you see this? We have the pineapple with the fresh cut fruit that Miss Angie cut. I'm getting ready to take my blast. Look, here's to us.
Here's to us.
Food.
Cheers.
And interracial friendships.
So that's a fun idea. Pineapple.
It took me a little longer to get the juice because I got a longer straw. But however, it is
tasty.
It's tasty, and you can taste the richness of the real fruit. It's not canned fruit where it's been on the shelf for years. I mean, you can just taste it. If you get tired of drinking it, hell, you can eat it. Got us some little silverware we can get to eat with it. But keep watching, because we'll be right back to show you our presentation of our street tacos, and then we're going to have some fun in the sun out here at Six Flags Eureka, having a blast. Thank you for watching. Be back in 2 and 2. So, Angie, you have 2 children, and they are into sports as well.
Hello. Facebook friends.
Yes, I've got 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Our son Gunner is 20. Mm-hmm. He goes to Southern Nazarene University and plays golf there.
Mm-hmm.
And our daughter Gracie is 18, and she'll be going to hadn't heard it, but
wonderful children. We've been traveling.
Linwood University, head football coach.
That's right, that's right. And I just thought, why wouldn't it be so cool for us to hang out, go into you to get more questions from you, and then we're
okay,
fantastic. So my first question for you today is, and as we're talking, we're getting ready to get the, so if you hear
Sioux Falls, South Dakota, when we lived there, mm-hmm. in Missouri. I work remotely from home. So that's what I do on a daily basis. And then...
Well, that's fantastic. That sounds like you're relaxing. You've been doing a lot over the years, so this is your time to relax and unwind and just get to get in tune with yourself and have a good time. And you've raised your children and just got everything under control. It's time for you to...
Now we're going to be empty nesters in about 3 weeks.
Empty nesters? Yes, we are. We're going to... Well, my kids are gone, so you got to... You've got a little while.
So you know what it's like.
Yes, I do. I miss them. I miss my babies.
That's what you said.
When they're in the house. I miss them.
Now you have grandkids.
Yes. I have 2 grandchildren. Baby Mike, he's 3, and baby Armand, he is 2. Well, he's almost 2.
You got your hands full.
Yes, I do. But I got a new one coming, so she'll be here. I'm sorry, he'll be here soon.
So 3 boys?
3 boys.
Grandbabies.
They're going to take care of their granny.
So they will.
They will. So we're almost finished here with the setup of that. Just wanted to keep the listeners tuned in while we get everything together. Another question, how have you been dealing with COVID? And how has it been, how have you been handling it?
Well, it was the only thing that really was different for us was the kids doing virtual school.
Mm-hmm.
And Jed not having a football season. So usually we have... All fall is busy with football, and Yeah, we had a whole year off, which was completely strange, because usually we have fall football, then we usually watch Gracie play basketball in the winter, and then Gunner golf in the spring. So some of it was kind of put on hold, but you know what? We managed. We got through COVID.
Yeah, you know, COVID is just a thief of happiness, a thief of joy.
Sometimes COVID can just put you in a bad mood,
can't it?
I know. Especially being isolated.
Yeah, no, isn't that a blip?
I don't think my kids enjoy going to school virtually.
I don't think my kids would have wanted to go to school virtually if they were still in school. And I just think that us getting to be the mothers that we are, we got to be able to transition at home with them. And that was the most authentic part of rebuilding family relationships, hanging out in the house. But COVID did have its beneficial game to it. It helped us create new food, new meals, and an opportunity for me to hang out with some new friends.
Well, and I remember with you during COVID, remember we were feeding the homeless down there, and this past year, due to COVID, instead of doing it inside the church, we handed out pre-made meals that you did.
Yes, and I thank you all for coming out and helping assist with that, because sometimes it can be overwhelming, but if you put your head together and you got good friends and family around, anything's possible. Anything can be possible. So we're almost set up. We're getting the jams ready. As you can see, we got Shania Twain playing. I know that you love country music. I know that Jed used to be into the country music. He just told me a little bit about that during our podcast.
Yes,
he did. Okay, so we're back. And we're getting ready to. We're back. Say hi, Angie.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. So, again, ready this episode is. Yeah, well, I'm getting ready. Letting them know again the purpose of this podcast. It is food and interracial friendships. You can merge with different people. You can hang out. You can have a good time. And you can also just be yourself. So as I get ready to turn this camera around, she's getting ready to make some tacos.
Yes.
So prior to our arrival, we did some grilling and chilling.
Yep.
Wasn't that so cool? And so here we have the lemon pepper, butter, lemon pepper, fish. We're going to make some fish tacos. And we have some more ingredients that we have to get. Give me 1 second. We have the Cajun style grilled fish tacos that we're going to be making, and we also have some thin cut turkey chicken breast. Taco shells, we've got our sour cream, we've got our red onion,
mango habanero.
Ooh, mango habanero. Did you hear that? See, that's her little flavor. That's her little flavor, that mango habanero. But I can't wait. I'm so excited. We got lettuce. We got triple pepper cheese. It's going to give it a little taste to it. Give it a little bite.
Yes.
So we're getting ready to get ready, but we're going to scoop this over just a tad. I don't have my glove on. Give me 1 second. Thank you, Angie, so much for coming out.
Yes, love it. Last time we hung out together was for your 41st birthday.
Uh-oh, oh my gosh, she came to my birthday party.
She came to my birthday party.
And it was so cool. She came and hung out. I had a little, I don't think she had no wine, but I had a couple of glasses of wine. And we were just chilling, and she came out, and it was just nice to see some little
fun.
Different seasoning in my
talk
dish.
About food spread you did.
Yes. Did you get you something to eat when you were there? I was so busy entertaining that I didn't get to see.
I did. You had all types of food. Snacks, goodies.
So as we get it ready, see if I can get this down for you so you can see a little bit. Can you see that?
Yes.
See, we ain't playing. You hear that music? We're not playing out there. So other than that, we're getting ready to get this layered up so we can get in the park and have some fun because it is hot. So I'm going to get the mic here. Come on the side with me, Auntie. Come on over here. I'll take a little swig of my drink.
Yes.
This is perfect. I just thank you again because it is perfect. And what would you be doing if you wasn't here right now? What would you be doing?
Oh, good question. I don't know. Probably, I wouldn't be having as much fun. I'd probably be home.
I know, right?
Right.
I know. I'll be right back, everybody.
Now, do you want me to go ahead and start?
Yeah, if you can get the knife, you can start slicing some of that chicken breast. Get us some.
Yes. We were debating too about shrimp. We almost were going to go with shrimp.
So yeah, we were, but you know.
Then we decided fish and chicken.
Been fantastic. I wish you could see this Podbean friends and family. They would be so happy to see these tacos. They're going to be fantastic. And if you can smell the aroma, it smells fantastic. The herbs and spices and the meat. Gotta be fine cut so you can get some food in every bite. Again, we're out here at Six Flags, having a blast, getting ready to have some fun. And again, you can hang out with who you want to hang out with, regardless of what people say. Let me split it up just a little bit. Sorry, bud. So other than that, I'm continuing the podcast with different type of individuals that will be interesting to my audience. You never know who I'm going to interview. You never know who I'm going to talk to. And I am just grateful for the opportunity to have listeners. People have downloaded my link. They have been listening. So I'm just overwhelmed with appreciation. Oh, she's cutting it up so fast. I need to hurry up. I'm doing 2-in-1. We're doing a podcast on the Pie King channel, and also we're doing this live Facebook. Well, Angie, when you get done here, yes. What do you got planned for the rest of the day?
You know, I don't know if we may go to the pool because it's so hot.
Oh, okay.
But after you and I go to Six Flags, we're going to spend some time in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe go home this evening and swim a little bit. I don't know. Depends what the family's doing.
Exactly. Hopefully they'll be missing you because you're going, because they could have came out here with you, but no. They wanted to relax because it was too hot. All right, you almost done there?
They're missing out on these tacos.
I know, right?
Yes.
Right. Well, you can take some home for them. It'll be more than enough because I know you're not going to stay the whole time, but you can take some of this and let the family taste it because they need to know that you got skills outside the house. Mm-hmm. All right? So, you're going to fulfill the bottom of it. What are you doing now?
This is the Cajun dish.
Okay, Cajun.
Okay, perfect. We have 6 taco shells here, so I'll do 2 of each.
Okay, perfect.
And then next is the lemon pepper.
Delicious. I am so hungry.
Don't let Chef Lucy fool you. She's the cook around here. I just am a helper.
But you know what? Everybody sometimes say they can't cook, but everybody can cook. Everybody got the skill to get what they want in their tummy. People know what they like to eat. People know what tastes good. So we're going to get some cheese. As you top it with cheese, I'm going to come behind you with a little onion. There you go. Not too much. Breath stinking. Right. Ooh, wee.
And they're going to taste good. They are going to look amazing with all the colors.
Yes. Then I'm going to get some pickled agalo, and then you're going to top it up with some green onions. People pulling up thinking that they can do what we're doing, but it's okay. We're at Six Flags. We're trendsetters.
We already had some people stop by asking if they could buy some food.
I know. We're not selling food. We're doing a podcast. You're more than welcome to tune in. Oh, my God. You got some feta cheese over there?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. She got that feta. Wait till I get this camera around and show you what she's doing. Oh, I got to take these gloves off. I get the jar of jalapeno peppers ready. Uh-oh. Need a little strength on this. Oop, got it. Right. Jalapenos on there. And then, Angie, you got the sauce ready?
Yes.
And what's the name of that sauce that we're getting ready to drizzle on top of this?
It's flavor taco sauce, taco ranch flavor.
Oh, my God, taco ranch. So it means it's going to taste like taco, have a little ranch kick. We're going to give this the bite of its life. Ooh, I'm so
edgy. Do you like hot?
I do like Cajun, but not too much because I don't like the way it feels when it comes out. It goes in fun, but it comes out sad. It comes out mad. All right.
Do you want me to drizzle this?
Yeah, just a little tad. We should have used a squirt bottle, but we were such in a rush to get out here with the grilling. We didn't want to catch the trees on fire. Woo, let me get this turned around. Ooh, look at these delicious tacos, street tacos. They have feta cheese, onions, grilled fish, grilled chicken, jalapenos, green onions, cheese, you name it. So we're getting ready to do a taste tester, and we're almost finished here. This is just something that we can do before we go inside of the building. Because sometimes the food is outrageous. By being the epidemic, pandemic, we don't want to just be eating anything. So we know that this is fresh, we made it, and it's going to be great. So Angie, you want to take the first bite?
I do.
All right.
All right.
Okay, you got it. You got some kind of photo when you put it on the page. Okay. Out here at Six Flags. First bite, straight taco.
Delicious.
Delicious. Made at home and out at Six Flags.
Yes.
About to have a blast.
We don't need your email. Any information from you, but it will take you to a video. I explain why.
After we eat our lunch, then we'll go in.
I want to see too. Get mine going. But I do want to say that this was a great experience. It was a fun time. The drinks delicious. The fruit blast lemonade. The simple recipe to that is get a whole bunch of fresh fruit and cut it up and get you some delicious, some delicious simply lemonade and simply fruit punch. Mix it up and you will have an Allentown fun time. Angie, I thank you for coming out. I thank you for participating in this outing. Thank you for the experience. Thank you for the experience. It's been fun. Let me get my taco. I hate to eat on camera, but we forgot the sour cream, but it's okay. We don't need that stuff in our mouth right now. It's too hot.
These are delicious. And the drink to go with it. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I'm sorry, I have to turn the camera. Enjoy your drink. Enjoy your day, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Angie, for coming out. Thanks, Jed, for having a wonderful wife. She keeps you grounded, keeps you to be the man that you are. I'm still chewing, but we'll see you in a minute. I'll just attach some photos of the nice time that we have and enjoy your Saturday.
Thanks, Chef Macy.
You're very welcome.
Yes, he did. Okay.